Now, you may remember a couple of weeks ago, we heard claims about a solar panel company accused of telling customers they needed pricey repairs on their systems when they didn't. One of the solar trade bodies told us dozens of people had complained about ESE Services Limited, and they found the company had breached its consumer code by misleading customers through its marketing. ESE Services Limited is appealing that decision and told us they've made changes. Well, Pat Gibson lives in Scarborough, and she rang us in the You and Yours office after hearing that item. And she had signed up to the same maintenance scheme and health check offered by ESE Services Limited. Well, our reporter Kate Holdsworth went to see Pat. Kate, why did Pat sign up to that scheme?
Well, it looked like a good way to give her peace of mind after her husband died. She had no reason to think anything was wrong. She was receiving her subsidy payments for having solar panels, and her original installers hadn't alerted her to anything. The system was put in 2013, and the inverter, the part that converts the output from the panels into electricity fed into the grid, was replaced in 2016. Here's what happened when an ESE Services Limited engineer conducted the free health check at Pat's home.
Hi, Mrs. Gibson.
Hello, are you Ash?
Ash, yeah, from ESE.
Oh, come on then.
Right, OK, your panels are there on the back roof, aren't they?
Right, go through.
I'll have a look at that first and then we'll have a look at your setup inside.
He came, introduced himself, was very chatty.
So let me ask you, ma'am, what made you go green? What made you put panels on your roof?
Well, both me and my husband were keen on the future. And saving money.
We need more people like you. So where's your husband? Has he gone out, has he?
No, he's dead.
Oh, sorry, my condolences. I did not know, sorry.
It's in here.
What about your normal meter? Where's that? Is that outside?
Oh, that's outside, yeah.
Yeah, can I have a look at that first? I'll come back.
Yeah.
You see that noise? It shouldn't be me doing that noise. How long has he been doing that for?
Well, I couldn't hear a noise, but I just said, oh, I'm a bit deaf, so I've got tinnitus, so...
I can't believe you haven't heard that. Can't you hear the sizzling noise?
Not properly.
That's your inverter. See, it's gone now. I'm going to reset it. Let it go down for a bit. Let me go and check that other meter.
OK. He didn't inspect any of the... Apart from looking at solar panels from away and taking photographs of it from down the road, he didn't inspect the wiring on the outside. He went out where the wiring comes in, but he never asked to look at the wiring or anything like that.
Because that reading is very low. I can't believe that's all you've produced. So all you've produced, 22,000 kilowatts.
Yeah.
You should be on 38,000, 39,000.
Do you think?
I know you should be. My dad's got 16 panels. He's got it on an east-facing roof. You've got it on a south, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
He lives in Yorkshire as well, in Leeds.
All right.
You've got the better returns because you've got the better daylight hours.
Yeah.
So you should be beating him.
I was waiting for him to say, oh, we need to do this or we need to do that to improve it. And what I was waiting for was the bottom line of how much it was going to cost me.
Do you know what you pay on your electric bill? Can you find out for me?
I do, because it's just gone up and it's a dual fuel. Until about 2 months ago, 3 months ago, £114 a month for dual fuel. But then I was in debit, so they upped it. But it's gone up to, listen...
How much?
£231 from £114.
Is that what you pay?
A month, yeah.
Can I tell you what my parents pay?
Go on.
Nothing.
Well, you'd have to pay a basic, though, wouldn't
they
you?
They only pay a standing charge rate, that's it. And standing charge rate is only 15 quid for the year.
Yeah.
Because they don't draw anything from the grid.
Now, Pat's bills are high, but that's because her usage went up. It's not down to her solar panels. And her subsidy payments mean, on balance, she's not really paying that much for electricity at all. But just to be sure her panels were working, we contracted an independent assessor to run tests on everything the day before the free health check. Ian Woodhouse is from IW Electrical Services in Scarborough.
The system was a 4 kilowatt solar array consisting of two strings of 8, 16 panels in total. It had been installed correctly by the previous installers. It was at that time producing a total of 2.6 kilowatts and that equated roughly to that time of day and the level of sunlight. It was making a noise, but it was normal operating noise, just like any sort of electronic piece of equipment. I'm totally happy with the system. It was working as I would have expected. I don't think she would benefit from having a new system installed at present.
So according to the independent assessor, her system was absolutely fine. So what happened next?
Well, next came a sales pitch.
So your system is like this, where everything all connects as one. And what's happening is that when your system overloads and it shuts off, one panel goes down. Yeah. What do you think happens to the other two panels?
Don't know.
They will all go down as well, because you're only good as your weakest panel. You're like a set of Christmas tree like Pat. If one bulb goes, they all go.
Unfortunately, he didn't look at the panels to realise that there were two lots of wiring, two lots of eight panels which were wired separately. So they wouldn't have all gone anyway.
So your system now, what my dad's done, he's actually updated the system and he's done it this way.
A parallel system which was putting a computer on every single panel, so that if one panel stopped working, it didn't knock out the others.
If your husband was here, he'd know what I'm on about. He's probably quite an intelligent guy anyway, isn't he?
He was, yeah.
Yeah. He'd probably know what I'm on about. As soon as I mentioned parallel, I know he'd know what I'm on about. Because the rate you're on is a very good rate, Pat.
Yeah.
You just need to maximise on it. At the moment, you're not doing that.
Okay.
It reflects it on your bill, because your bills are quite excessive, and you see it going up even more. It's ridiculous. It's like this point you even have in solar.
He started saying, oh, you would be better, your electric bills will go right down, you'll be only paying £25 a month.
Based on your electric bills and not what you're not saving and what you should be making, you're probably losing about over £2,500. That's what you're losing on your system per year. I can't believe you didn't even realise that, really.
No.
I bet your husband was probably keeping an eye on it, wasn't he? But I tell you what, if your husband was here right now, he'd pick up on it. He'd know about it. In fact, he would have got us out a lot sooner. I'm just 50% happy from what I've seen, because of you're losing production.
Yeah.
Your bills are no different. Yeah, in fact, it's gone up. And that noise kicking in there as well, that's on 50% satisfied from what I've seen.
So I asked him what the bottom line was.
375 each, times it by 16 panels. What is that? Let me use a calculator. It's 6,000.
When I've said, well, I couldn't do it. Well, if you do it this week, we can knock £1,000 off it. I still don't think I could afford that. So he came up with a cheaper version.
There is another option. If you put in a PV plus regulator in there, it keeps your setup still exactly the same.
Yeah.
But you'll still boost your production by 60%.
Right.
So you'll still be 60% better off in your pocket. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But it's a fraction of the cost. To get that done, that's only £2,300. I think that'd be a better option for you. Every time we come, we're going to give you the same diagnosis.
Yeah.
Get it updated or put a regulator in.
I just feel sad that people are going around trying to con people out of the money. Because that's what it felt like. He was trying to get money out of me that I didn't need to spend.
Kate, would Pat get better returns from upgrading her system or fitting new parts?
Well, the short answer to that, Shari, is no. The Microgeneration Certification Scheme, that regulates the trade standard for these systems, told me that upgrading a working system like Pat's would maybe only benefit her by about 2 or 3%, and that no add-on technology available at the moment would boost Pat's productivity by 60%. They also say that ESE is no longer accredited by them.
So what's ESE Services Limited said?
Well, they emailed us this morning saying they have no record of someone called Ash working for them. They say they sometimes use subcontractors to do their home visits, but have a code of conduct, which Pat's experience would be in breach of. They say they have evidence of people pretending to be from ESE, using scaremongering tactics, and if customers have concerns, they should get in touch with them first. We've also heard in the last hour that ESE have ceased sending any further mail marketing with regards to solar PV systems and health checks.
Kate Holdsworth, thank you. Well, that's all for today.